And today we're joined by Bill Elberson, who is helping to organize a half marathon in May here in Ketchikan. And training starts this Saturday. Thanks for joining us, Bob.
Thank you.
So talk a little bit about the marathon and the training that's starting tomorrow.
Well, this is a pretty exciting event. It's called the Totem to Totem Half Marathon, and it's May 11th, which is 14 weeks from now, 14 weeks from tomorrow. And what we're going to try to do is get a bunch of folks to meet once a week at the Recreation Center, the Ketchikan Recreation Center, just a couple blocks from here, and we're going to start nice and easy, 2 miles. Heck, anybody can do 2 miles, and it's okay to walk. And our goal is, by the time that half marathon rolls around 14 weeks later, you'll be able to cross the finish line with a smile and eat a cookie.
So Maria Dudzak, who is the normal Morning Edition host, she made sure that I would ask this, and I agree. As someone who's not from here and was a little intimidated by the amount of rain here, how do you get out? How do you motivate yourself to get out there and actually train in the Ketchikan weather?
Well, it's actually not a negative. It's a positive. The more rotten weather you can endure, the stronger you are. So you have to think about it. It's like being able to do push-ups. There's a little mantra that is out there, and it's called, it doesn't matter. So when you wake up, you go, I'm really tired, but it doesn't matter. Or it's really raining out, it doesn't matter. Or my dog barfed on the rug, but it doesn't matter because I'm going running.
And actually, you were telling me that you ran in Florida, and even though it's humid there and it rains pretty frequently there, it's still different than here, and this is more ideal, actually.
We can train every single day here. It's never too hot and never too cold. And I know Alaskans travel a lot, and we've all been down south when it's 90 degrees or 100 degrees, and that's really difficult to train in.
And what kind of people run? I mean, I know a lot of people, myself included, if I think of a marathon, I say, well, I'm out of shape. I'm not really a running type. What kinds of people should get involved with this?
Well, you know, there's no age limit. And the reason people get hurt is we all do things like this. But we think, okay, I'm going to run on the treadmill 3 times, and then I'm going to go out and run 13 miles. And we may, you know, we all do it. We run a few miles and we go, oh, I got a side ache and my knees hurt. And it's because we haven't trained properly. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with a 2 mile run, and it's okay to walk a little, maybe walk a minute, run a minute. We can talk about that on Saturday. And we'll run 4 times a week. We won't meet 4 times a week. We'll just meet once a week. So we'll gradually get the distance up. So it almost sneaks up on you. Your ability sneaks up on you. We're all stronger than we think we are. One of the things that I'd like to point out is that after you finish a half marathon, 13 miles, you will never look at distance again. Your friends will go, how can you live way out north of town with that long drive? And you'll think, shoot, I could run that far.
You'll see people just running to work in the morning after the marathon.
Well, absolutely, I do it. I mean, it's really we use our cars for umbrellas here, and that's not right.
So this marathon, it's the half marathon. It's not the full marathon, which is on Prince of Wales Island.
The Prince of Wales Marathon's been going on for, gosh, 20 years now or about that. And it's at the end of May and on Prince of Wales Island. But if someone does this training, this would be really a good foot in the door for running the Prince of Wales Marathon. Or, you know, Prince of Wales will divide it in two so you could run half. You and a friend could run half. And I think this year they might even have a half marathon.
So the half marathon, though, is on May 11th, right? And that's in Ketchikan.
Yep. That's Saturday, May 11th, and there's going to be a lot of information about that. And incidentally, there's another race coming up that is absolutely free to students. It's free to military. It's free to anybody that joins the running club. And it involves pancakes. Wow.
Pancakes before or after the run?
Pancakes after the run.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's called the Sourdough Stampede. And it is, and let me look at my little chart here, but I think it's April 6th at the VFW here in town. And, yep, April 6th.
So there are lots of opportunities to get involved with running here in Ketchikan if people.
That's correct, and we're going to build that sourdough stampede race right into our training schedule for this.
So if people want to get involved with the running group or the marathon or the training session, what do they do? Do they show up?
To show up Saturday, when you go in the rec center, there's that room to the left. We actually have that this Saturday only, and this is really cool. We have Iron Woman. Susan Doherty is going to be there, and we're going to try to get one cool running tip per week, and then if people wish to add their email to the sign up, then we'll try to keep in contact with them via email. But Susan's going to show up. And Susan's completed probably four or five full Ironman races, including Hawaii, which is a great honor to do the Hawaiian one. You have to qualify for that. So she's probably one of the best athletes in town.
So I know the training you said obviously starts tomorrow. What if people can't make tomorrow? Can they just come in whenever they want to start training, or how does that work?
Absolutely. There's not a lot of rules here.
So they can just pop in when they want and train for maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks if they want to?
Absolutely.